Come in. Ah, isn't it my favorite patient? I told you not to come back to me after I treated you last. I don't like seeing you coming back sick to me. Glad you're not sick. You're just here for a checkup? The general one? A general one and a flu shot. Alright, just take a seat and I'll be right with you. Just need to grab your paperwork and all your files. Alright, thankfully I didn't misplace these. The receptionist told me last minute you were coming in, so I had to scourge for your papers. Turns out it was on my desk the entire time. Weird. I don't remember placing them here. Yeah, it was really weird. I didn't remember placing them there. Last time I checked, I chucked it in the drawer. Never mind. Anyway, let's just start this general checkup, shall we? What has changed since we last spoke? Have you been consistently eating 3 meals a day, exercising every day for an hour, drinking enough water? No? And why is that? Has anything in your life changed that inhibits you from taking care of yourself? You haven't had the time to eat consistently. I see. Well, this again is just your doctor's advice, but please do eat consistently with 3 meals a day. It doesn't have to be much. I suggest maybe making a meal plan. In some cases, that helps. A lot of my patients tell me that meal plans do help a lot. I can help you make one. Right. Well, let's just check your weight then. Placed on the scale facing away from the reader so you don't see it. Thank you, and just against the wall so I can take your height measurements. Alright. You've grown a bit. 168 centimeters, 5'6". Normal average height. Good. Alright, and I just need to do a blood test for you and the flu shot. I'm pretty sure that's all we need to do, correct? Hope you're not scared of needles, though. Okay, good. If you do feel scared any time, feel free to look away, okay? I'll just be taking 2 vials. Alright. Okay, on the count of 3, I will be injecting the needle. Just take a deep breath, okay? Again, you don't have to look straight at the needle, you can look away anytime. 1, take a nice breath in. 2, hold it. 3, breathe out. See? That wasn't so bad. Alright, just sit still and relax. Would you like some tea while we wait? I don't really want to give your flu shot just yet. Again, I did just take 2 vials of blood, so you might feel a bit lightheaded. If you do, please let me know. Maybe I'll give something candy-wise. Maybe it'll help. Alright, would you like jasmine or oolong tea? That's all I really have in this office. Oolong? Okay. There you go. Be careful, it is hot. So, how is everything besides your eating habits? You're going on a date? Sorry, that caught me off guard. Oh, don't worry about it. Sorry, that's unprofessional of me. Anyway, when's this date, if I can ask or pry? Tomorrow? At the Boba Cafe. I see. Well, I hope you enjoy it. Anyway, How are you feeling now? Any side effects? Anything I need to be cautious about, worry about? No? Okay. Well, let's just get this flu shot done and over, shall we? And then you can scuttle out of my office. I don't think you want to stay after hours. It gets pretty creepy. Yeah, all these little ghost stories sometimes some patients like to say about. It's kind of weird. Sometimes they tell me that they see ghost doctors around, which is really weird. Haven't seen one. I think they're just kidding around. It is around Halloween, around the corner, so. All right. Again, feel free to look away from the needle, okay? And done. We're done. See? That wasn't so bad. Is everything all right? You look a bit fatigued. A bit tired? Oh, don't worry. It's just the drug setting in. Yeah. you're too naive. I didn't give you the flu shot. I gave you a sedative. Shh, it's okay. Trust me. Trust your doctor. It'll be okay. I just want to trap you here for a while. You know, keep you here. Why? Well, I might as well tell you since when you wake up again, you won't remember much. Why do I want to keep you? Trap you? It's because I love you. I love you so much that letting you go to somewhere else or someone else, it's terrifying. It keeps you awake at night. Originally, I wasn't planning to trap you and keep you so soon, but you forced my hand. If you're going on a date with some person that might not even care about you, it would be terrible if I left you to fend for yourself, so that's why I'm gonna keep you. To keep you safe and to forever be mine. No? Well, that's too bad, my dear patient. You happen to be my favorite patient. I can't let go of my favorite one. What if you never come back to me? I can't let that be a possibility. Someone help? Oh, my dear patient, no one can hear you. Not with your mumbling, too. It's just you and me. Just you and me for a long, long while. You don't want this? Well, you don't have a choice. I just love you so, so much. You have to understand. Just so if you. I want you to stay with me. You have to stay with me too. It's your doctor's orders. I own you now, my dear patient. You're mine forever and ever. Trapped and unable to do anything either. Just be a good patient for me, okay? Your shampoo was the same as usual. I should start looking at what scent you use. It's addicting. Shh, just let the drugs take over. When you wake up, I'll be having some fun in your new home. Well, our new home.